life. Sacred life. Life. The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred. What up? This your boy 20 CEO, Sacred Apparel, the world's number one inspiration, motivation, the urban streetwear brand.
And Anna Johnson, CEO of Sacred Life Coaching.
And welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, episode
13. I had to think about it.
Yes, you had to think about it. Welcome. So we're back again with another video episode, another audio episode. So yeah, I mean, we're getting a little consistent with it. Mm-hmm. But Miss Johnson, great day.
Yes, it is.
How are you doing?
It's a great hot day in Texas.
Oh, hot is not the word. It is hot. All right. This is what, 125 degrees today?
Oh, it's not that hot, but it's hot.
It's hot. So today's topic is why I abandon God. And I know y'all are probably looking like, what? Mm-hmm. They abandoned God? But we're going to get into that. You know what I mean? So let's get it popping. You want to start with prayer?
Sure. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. Father, we want to thank you for an opportunity to just encourage people on their sacred life journey, Father. Yes. And Father, we just welcome you into this podcast. We pray that you would open the eyes and ears of those that are listening, Father, that they would receive a word for themselves, Father, or a word for someone else, Father, that you would be glorified and that you would be magnified. In your beloved Son's name, we pray. Hallelujah.
So, with us being our human selves that we are, we have a tendency to try to do things our way. We have a tendency that when things don't go our way, to run with it and do what we want to do or how we feel it should be done. When Yah doesn't show up for us, you know what I'm saying? We have a tendency to what? To blame him for things that's not going right or why it's not going right or feel that he should do it this way or that way.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that's why we decided to touch on why I abandoned God, because some people feel it's okay to just
abandon God's ways.
Yeah, his ways to do things your way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And yeah. So what we want everybody to encourage everyone to do is just take a moment and ask yourself, have I ever abandoned God?
Mm-hmm.
And some of you might be thinking, well, why would I ever do that?
I wouldn't
do anything like that. I love God. But I assure you that
I promise you did.
Yeah, most humanity does abandon God at some point in time. And what does abandonment, what does that word mean? Abandonment means to leave.
Right.
It means to leave. It's not even saying goodbye. It's nothing. It's just, I'm out.
And it's not leaving in the sense of, oh, I'm not worshiping him no more. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. No, it's like getting off track and doing your thing and not doing what it is that he told you to do. So you're pretty much abandoning an assignment that you were given. You did.
Right.
So
I was looking up the definition, but it doesn't do it any justice. The act or fact of abandoning, well, that's abandonment. But the thing is that if you're not keeping God's word, God is connected to his word. So if you're not keeping his word, then in some areas you are abandoning God. And I know
you haven't been deserted or cast off.
Exactly. So you're casting off God's word. And if you cast off God's word, he is tied and connected to his word.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, his son is the living word.
Right.
So when we don't follow his instructions, when we are disobedient, that is like abandoning God.
You jump ship.
Abandoning God. And I think all of us need to work towards being humble and realize that a lot of people are just a minute or a moment or a tragedy away from abandoning God.
Right, right.
And that's why fellowship is so important, like praying and actually making God your God in the mountain and in the valley and having that balance of him being your God all the time so that when seasons shift, he's still your God.
Right. So, okay, question. So what if it's like, say you fall into sin, let's say you get caught up and start watching porn or something. Did you abandon God?
That's a yes and no response. Mm-hmm. Because it's not when we fall, when we accidentally fall into sin, that is not necessarily a chosen abandonment. That's a slip. Okay. You haven't left God. You've just done something that grieves God, and that could potentially, don't get me wrong, sin will separate you from God. Meaning like he doesn't go anywhere. You just take five steps back away from him. And nothing can take us from the love of God. But perpetual on continually going in sin, that is abandoning God.
Okay.
But I think one of the things we were thinking about was just people with their finances. You know, people with their finances and relationships. Those are the two big ones.
Yeah.
Finances and relationships. And so maybe you have a conviction. Maybe God has spoken to you and God has said, listen, I want you to do this with your finances. or I want you to leave your job and I want you to, you know, be a minimalist and live on
Let's use mine for, he tells you to stock inventory.
Right.
And you don't do it. I mean, I was talking with some brothers with it. He told me several times to stock my inventory. And so I get so caught up filling orders, doing this, that I don't stock my inventory like he told me to do.
Right.
So I'm not following the plan that he gave me to do.
Right. But that's not abandonment. That's neglect. Neglect. Okay, so neglect is I keep God in my circle and I keep him in my corner, but I don't always take good care. I don't always take good care of the things that he's called me to do. But what we're talking about is we're talking about abandonment. And abandonment means to like, you just go the other way. Like you're gone.
Right.
You're not even, so, but like, for example, like with the finances, you know, God tells you to live a minimal life. And you say, you know, and maybe you do it for a little while, and then all of a sudden you start, the storms come, because that's what happens, right?
Always.
We know all too well.
Always.
So the storm comes, and in the middle of the storm, you're like, you know what? I can't do this. I know God told me to do it this way, but I can't do it this way.
Yeah.
And it's...
You try to do it your own way.
And you totally just do a U-turn and be like, forget it, and you go get that job, and you're about your money. Mm. Then that's abandonment.
Gotcha.
That's not neglect.
Right.
You totally... It's like exiting the room.
You completely jump ship.
Yeah, totally.
What he told you to do.
The other thing is with relationships. Oh, my goodness. I've seen this. So, for example, like I see this a lot. I've seen this a lot with females. A female will read the word of God, be in fellowship with God. And don't get me wrong, men do this too, but it's real prominent in females because we're feelers. And they'll meet the wrong guy.
Oh, man.
And they think they can clean this guy up. And the word of God doesn't lie. It says, you know, be equally yoked, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They get with the guy. They totally abandon God.
Right,
right. That's not neglect.
Man.
You know.
That's deep. So,
or wait, one more scenario. Okay. Another scenario is you experience a loss, whether it's a financial loss or whether it is a death of a loved one or a loss of a relationship.
Right.
And you and God were walking great together. Everything was beautiful.
But you just felt he took something from you.
Or I've heard people say, this is just too much for me. Mm. So I can't do the things of God anymore. They're not saying they don't love God. They're not saying they just can't do it God's way, which is a lie.
Right.
And that's abandoning God. So I guess the question for the listeners would be like, have you ever done that? Have you ever thought that you couldn't do it God's way? And we're not talking about neglect where you just fall into some sin, but you totally are still wrestling and have an awareness of God.
Right.
Abandonment is where it's blatant. Like you walk away. We're not talking about slipping into sin.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Have any of you fell in that situation? I'm pretty sure you have. And so it causes you just to look back. And we have to remember that he has the perfect, the perfect plan for us. But sometimes, like she said, we'll abandon him. We think we could do things better, or we'll think our way works better. Or maybe he didn't mean this. So we're going to try to do this right here and do it that way when all we got to do is just do it his way. do exactly do what it is that he called us to do. You know what I'm saying? You got anything else? I mean, I think this podcast is going to be like...
It's going to be a short one.
Very short.
But that's okay. I was just looking for... I'm trying to think about how we see Israel abandon God over and over again in scripture in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
How they abandoned God.
And I even went making plans.
Yeah, and really that abandonment... Hello, people. I'm just having like a revelation here. What is so cold about the abandonment is actually you're leaving to have another God.
Explain.
Well, meaning that, like, for example, in relationship, if you are, let's say you're married and your husband cheats on you and decides that he no longer wants to be with you, and he's a believer and he does this, and then you go out. Actually, I've seen this not too long ago. You go out and you're like, and maybe you're a pastor of a church or whatever, but you're like, this is too much for me. And you start sleeping around with women. You stop going to church. You stop praying. Mm-hmm. Not only did you abandon God, but you created some idols.
You worship that relationship.
The relationship becomes an idol.
Yeah.
Anything that you bow down to other than God becomes your idol.
Right. Yeah, and that could be a tricky situation. Very tricky. And like I said, we all fall into it. But you have to...
We don't all fall into it.
I mean, we've all done it. We've all done it. Everybody has done it.
No.
Bugging?
No.
You bugging.
Listen, not everybody abandons God. Now, you may neglect God. You may be a bit of a prodigal.
When I say abandon, I mean, we've all... have been to that place to where like
no
something's not I girl stop knowing
no no
we've I all been to that spot
I, you know what I no I believe that there are some faithful servants of God
that have just completely that
have loved
and have never tried to
they've
do it
never
their
left
way.
God they've never left God they may have wrestled no we're not talking about neglect. Okay, neglect and abandonment are two different things. They may have neglected the things of God, and they may have neglected the things of God and God.
It's like, I feel I've never abandoned them, but I know that there have been times where I've tried to do something my way. Okay, for instance, before we came to North Carolina, and he gave me sick of the pearl, and he said I wasn't to work no other job, right?
Right.
But when we were getting ready to go, what that did, I shut down sick of the pearl for like, was it a year or 6 months? And I started working another job. So wouldn't that mean being abandoning him? Because he told me what I was to do and he was with me through this thing. But I'm like, nah, I need a job. Our bills was getting tight.
That's called disobedience.
Oh my gosh. Now you could me confused on my own podcast.
That's disobedience. Yeah, that's disobedience. No, abandonment is where you literally leave God. You leave him. Okay. You leave him. You're like, I'm out. Like you, it's just like if I would get up and walk out that door right there, that's abandonment, and leave you sitting in the room all by yourself. That's what I mean by abandonment.
Gotcha.
And I believe some people, they go through, there are a few faithful, and I'm talking to those people out there so they can hear it. There are a few faithful servants in the world today that they're real. They're real, authentic people, and they know that they need God, and they're not walking. See, the carnal man, is quick to abandon. He wants to jump ship anytime things are uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or things don't go his way. But there are a group of people that have a reverence for God, an awareness of their need for God. And when they're going through pain, they may be quiet for a little while. They may neglect God.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't walk out the door.
I dig it. I got you.
And the best way to tell, like, if you're getting on the course of abandonment versus neglect, is abandonment is you're not even doing the basics. Like you're not even, people might even say, well, I don't even know if there's a God anymore.
Mm.
That's abandonment.
Gotcha.
Neglect is, I don't know if I'm talking to God right now in this season. He's still in there.
I ain't never abandoned God.
That's crazy. I know that's crazy. But it's real because pain does that to people. Pain does that to people. Pain will drive people to do some crazy things.
Right.
So you know, we talked about this. So the question is, Anna, what do I do to prevent this? Well, you just go ahead and go to the darkest place in your life that could potentially happen. And just go ahead and have a conversation with yourself there. Like, I am going to be with God. I'm going to serve God. And then you pray that,
no
God,
what.
Come what may, keep my heart tied to you.
Because he's never going to abandon us.
Right.
Never.
So there are some things like, you know, we have to work towards building our relationship with God. Some people spend so much time building their relationship with their business, with their spouse, with their children, that really is the priority.
Right.
And it supersedes, it actually is the ability to knock their relationship away with God. So everything's good as long as with God, as long as everything's good with hubby. But then when hubby is having issues, then you're not paying attention to God.
Yeah.
Now, that's not fair.
No.
Right?
At all.
So.
Yeah. So.
So we talked about abandonment. We talked about neglect.
Neglect.
And we talked about disobedience.
Yeah. So.
Don't walk away from the things of God.
Don't walk away. Because he'll never leave you. He will be there.
And really, listen, people, if you lose a relationship, the last thing you need to do is lose your relationship with God.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, and don't believe the lies. Well, like, that you have to compromise. Like, well, you know, I gotta work this job because I don't have any money or whatever. That's not true. Like,
right.
You have to do the thing. I've got to do the things of God. That's the
right.
words that should come out of our mouths.
Right. Do what he called you to do.
You see, the lie is we feel like people think they have no choice but to be disobedient to God. And that's deception.
Yeah. And it's like you said, like what I was saying earlier, he'll never leave you. Joshua 1:5 says, for God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. He said himself, I will never abandon you.
Right.
Is that Joshua? Is that Hebrews 13:5? Anyway, one of them is confused how it's lined up. But he's going to always be there for us, but he's usually waiting for us to do our part or do what we're supposed to do because he got everything lined up and ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it kind of, I just was thinking about in the Garden of Eden when Eve got into disobedience, but she also was neglecting to honor the word of God.
Right.
And I don't
know if y'all can hear that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it just shows you how neglect can end up actually causing problems in your relationship with God.
Right.
Because she neglected the word of God. She neglected to honor it. Mm. That pushed the humanity outside of the garden in the presence of God.
Right.
So.
Excuse me. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's it for today. Anything, you got some closing words for these people?
Yeah, I want to read Joshua 24:14. I think it's a call for all of us. Now, therefore, fear God and serve him in sincerity and truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve God. So, you know, maybe you come from a family that relationships are so important to them or money so important to them.
I was going
to
say some money's
or
important.
Business is so important to them. And it's like a soft God. Like you don't really, nobody in your family realizes it's a God. But if you're anything that you're like, giving more time to and more attention and you're building your whole life around.
Right.
We're called to build our life upon the rock. The rock.
And you got some people that they came up in rough situations, hard situations. So they're trying to make it to where their kids and their family won't have to come up with that stuff. So they're focused on money, 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 money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's their focus.
Right. But then they still are going to church on Sunday or maybe they're doing Sabbath. But,
exactly.
And you know, maybe they are praying. But their focal point is this one thing.
Yep.
And you don't know it's your one thing or your focal point until it gets attacked.
Right.
And when it gets attacked, if you're starting to like drop the ball on the things of God or abandoning, or a lot of times people abandon God.
Yeah. Then you know what's happening.
Just means that the things of God were not really hardwired in you.
Right. Need to restructure, reroute.
Yeah, you just need to be more authentic in your
relationship. Be honest with yourself.
With your relationship with God. Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we thank you for tuning in to the Secular Life Podcast. This has been episode 12. I think this may have been our shortest podcast ever.
Yeah, that's okay.
It's good.
Yeah, this is, but it's kind of quite meaty.
Yeah.
So yeah, put away your idols.
Abandon y'all. Y'all right. Is there.
And remember, we're supposed to be partnering with God in our lives. Mm-hmm. So if he is our partner, he's going through everything with us. So why would we abandon him? Why would we abandon him when we're partnering with him?
Right.
It wasn't his fault our spouse cheated on us.
No.
It wasn't his fault that our money's looking funny.
You have people that have a tendency to blame him for it, though.
Well, yeah, some people blame him, or some people think that he just was passive and he didn't care.
Yeah.
But we also know that God doesn't force
anything.
He doesn't manipulate people's will.
Right.
We're created in his image, and that means we have free will.
Yeah.
To do what we want to do, and that includes your spouse, and that includes your neighbor.
Right.
And your children, and whoever.
So yeah, be sure to follow us on our social networks, thesacredlifepodcast.com, Instagram, The Sacred Life Podcast, Twitter, The Sacred Life PC. You can also follow our clothing line, Sacred Apparel, at www.sacredapparel.net, Instagram at Sacred Apparel, Twitter at Sacred Apparel, Facebook at Sacred Apparel. Sacred Life Coaching is at Sacred Life Coaching, which is Instagram. Her Twitter is Sacred Coach Anna, and Facebook, Sacred Life Coaching LLC. All three of yours is different. We got to do something about that.
Well, you set it up.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thanks for tuning in. And until next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom. Sacred Life.